when I landed here in the Netherlands, the first thing that my father said to me, he said, you should be an immigrant, not a refugee. You should think as an immigrant. Being an immigrant, you have the choice to leave everything behind. But being a refugee, you doesn't have the choice and you're still stuck in the past. I don't want to be stuck in the past. And I also don't want to leave everything behind. I just want to start a new life and in a new place. I just want to start to build a new future for me.
As we resume her story, Yasmin and her family have journeyed through the Middle East for nearly 3 years searching for a new place they can call home. After spending time in Lebanon, Egypt, and Turkey, Yasmin's father gets the chance to enter Europe by boat. Yasmin says her family was drawn to the Netherlands by its welcoming reputation and the opportunities it offered, making it their chosen destination for a new start. Her father went alone first to Italy and then to the Netherlands, where he spent a year living in a refugee camp before he could bring Yasmin and the rest of the family to join him there. So you're a little older. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're maybe 14 or 15 by the time that you guys are coming to the Netherlands. Yeah. Was it dawning on you? Were you realizing at that point that, oh my gosh, maybe we won't be able to go back?
My whole family now is spread in the whole world because every one of them had made their own choices. And our choice was the Netherlands. But I have like family now everywhere in Europe, everywhere in the whole world. So at that time, I think we all had the same feeling that we will miss something in the future. And this is going to be the family connections. I really feel sad for my small sisters here because they don't really know the meaning of family, like the big family. They don't know what does it mean to have an uncle or to have an aunt around you or to have cousins.
Yasmin and her family arrive in the Netherlands and go immediately to the refugee camp to register and to reunite with Yasmin's father. She says the conditions in the camp are very difficult and unlike anything she'd ever seen.
It was a disaster over there because when we came, it was the time when everyone came. Or when the most of people came because they all had the same story as us. We stayed in a room where 25 beds over there. So when I woke up, I felt like I was in prison. When we wanted to eat, we had our own place and waited in a long line to get our food. It felt very bad.
Despite the challenging conditions at the camp, Yasmin found a way to employ her gift for languages and help her fellow refugees.
When we were at the first camp, they wanted some people to translate for them. So I was the one who translated for the people.
Into Arabic, English.
From English to Arabic. But I have never learned English. It's only from music and films, but I have never had the education in English or something like this.
Yasmin and her family departed from the first camp after only a few days and transferred to a second refugee camp, which Yasmin says was an upgrade in terms of her experience. They spent more than 7 months living there together, surrounded by many other Syrian families, but still feeling quite unsettled as they awaited a more permanent place to live. As we talk, I have to keep reminding myself that Yasmin was only a teenager at the time that all this was happening, taking in so much at such a young age.
We couldn't really work on our future or have the feeling that we are finally at home or we are finally starting the new life. I wanted to make friends and I'm a very social person. So I became friends with all the children in the camp.
After living in the camps for the better part of a year, the Dutch government accepted Yasmin and her family as refugees and moved them into a home in Amsterdam with enough space for their large family to live.
I think the best decision my parents did is to choose Netherlands because people here are very friendly and welcoming, and I really feel like it's my second home here.
7 years on from leaving the refugee camps and becoming a Dutch citizen, Yasmin tells me she still feels very proudly Syrian.
I always, until this moment, I still consider myself as a Syrian. Even though I have the Dutch passport right now and the Dutch nationality, I'm really happy to have it. I think I have like two sides of me, the Dutch side and the Syrian side, the mixture that I have. And I'm very happy to have the Dutch passport because in my Syrian passport, I don't have the right to visit any place in the whole world, but in with my Dutch passport, I got the chance to visit many places.
So at this point in the conversation, our time in the studio was almost up. I'm thinking we've hit the end, we've wrapped up Yasmin's story, and it's time to head back to the train station. Turns out, our discussion about traveling and visiting many places leads Yasmin to tell me one more story about the secret solo trip she recently took back to Syria. That powerful story after the break. Don't go anywhere. At this point, Yasmin and I have left the studio space and found a spot in one of the public university buildings so she could tell me this story. You'll hear a little bit of noise in the background as she's talking.
Whenever I went to sleep, the first thing that I was thinking about is when I'm gonna come back to Syria and see my family and friends, to sleep on my real bed in Syria, my bed in my home. And I thought, I should go back. Even though it's not safe for me, I have to try.
It must have terrified your parents.
Sure, because there's still ongoing conflict and the situation there is not good and it's still not safe place. But I said I had made my choice and I will just book my ticket and go back.
Yasmin tells me she crossed from Lebanon into Syria and was so relieved when she didn't encounter any problems.
I came to the border. It was like a dream came true for me. It was like a thing that I have been waiting for so long and then happened. I was engulfed by a wave of memories. As soon as I saw my family and friends, I felt as if the time had stood still, as if I hadn't missed a beat. I found myself wanting to pick up right where I had left off. So the age when I last walked those streets, I was at 12 years old. I decided to age a year each day of my 10 days visit.
She needed to go and leave on her own terms, in her own way, for her. She was determined to relive, or in some way recapture, the years that she lost.
I started to play with my friends. I went to get some sweets from the shops that I went to, play with my dolls. So every day was for me 1 year. I felt like all these years, I rebuilt it again. It was very emotional. The last day I felt at the right place, I felt like now I'm the 22 years old girl and this is where I'm leaving Syria and I'm coming back soon.
Do you wish you had stayed?
Sometimes I wish that I stayed. Sometimes I see that it was for sure a good choice to leave everything behind because it's really not a place where I can feel safe. Anything can happen there.
Back in the Netherlands, Yasmin is nearly finished with her degree. She's launching her own business, and she even found time to create an organization with some of her friends in the Netherlands to help other young Syrian newcomers.
I wanted to sit with people that are more like me and that they can fully understand me. We want to build a community and help different people who had the same feelings, who want to build new friends, who want to feel like home.
Yasmin says they've already built a community of more than 700 people, mostly Syrians living in the Netherlands, between the ages of 16 to 35 years old. It occurs to me that in forming this group, she's created her very own welcoming, safe place.
It really gives me the feeling of a place where I can be totally myself and in a place where everyone can totally understand me. So I'm really happy that I had the chance to help some other people like me.
As we're wrapping up, Yasmin leaves me with one more powerful parting thought.
We don't want your empathy. We want your curiosity.
I want them to understand that if the war never happened in Syria, I will never be here. But I didn't have any other choice.
Yes, I lost everything, and my family also lost everything they have built for years. But that doesn't mean that we don't have the chance to start again and again and again. I have a lot of hopes and a lot of dreams. A peaceful place for all the children in Syria and to my family and my friends over there. This is what I wish for them. I wish them a better life. My goal was to build a good future so I can show my parents that there was a really good reason to leave everything behind.
I really want to share this with other people because not everyone understands me when I say like I came from Syria. They only see the refugee identity, but it's much more than this.
That's all for this week. Thanks for joining us. We want to hear from you. If you know of someone who might like to be a guest on the show, we'd love to speak with them. If you know of an organization doing work to help refugees, we will promote them. Drop me a note. My email address is lee@startwithyourname.com. I look forward to hearing from you and hope you'll join us next week when we speak with Yousef. The Start With Your Name podcast is hosted and produced by me. Our theme song is by Oleksandr Savochka, with additional music by Nivera Vetyan, Ashot Danelyan, Studio Kolumna, Alexander Karabanov, Oleksiy Holubiev, and Alexey Chistilin. Special thanks to Sophie Fonden-Enk and Yasmin. See you soon.